Weekday wake up on SVI Radio, heading into the guest interview segment for this 8 o'clock hour this morning. And Dr. Wade Jensen is a new spinal surgeon at Star Valley Health, and he's in studio today to introduce himself to the community. Dr. Jensen, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Good morning.
Hey, well, welcome to Star Valley in Western Wyoming. Understand you've been kind of coming here off and on for a couple of months, and now you're here full time, correct?
Correct. Started coming April of 2022 and made a full-time transition. Actually moved the wife and the family in August of 2022. So my kids have been here in school for the whole school year, and I came full-time at the end of the year.
Very good. Excellent. So let's get to know you a little bit. Tell us about your background, where you did your medical schooling, and what led you to become the spinal surgeon that you are today.
Yeah, good question. I grew up in Pocatello, went to med school in Seattle at the University of Washington, went to residency in Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin, which has a very strong spine program, and just became more and more interested as I went through my orthopedic training. And then I did a fellowship, combined orthopedic and neurosurgery, spent half my time on each side at the University of Utah, so relatively local. And that really solidified my desire to practice spine full time.
What led you to now be at Star Valley Health?
Yeah, so this is my transition home. You know, I spent 15 years in the Midwest, right on the Iowa-South Dakota border, and mostly because of my Wisconsin connections. So I had friends that I trained with, and they were like, hey, come practice with us. And I did. And it was great. Great, great group, great people. But at some point, your homing beacon turns on. And my wife's homing beacon was really on for probably a number of years before we moved. But this was my transition back. I went to undergrad with Kevin Stuckey, who practices here. Sam Linford and I were in the same program together. So Sam was at the University of Utah as a resident when I was a fellow. So this was a very natural transition.
Excellent. So let's talk spinal surgeon. What I mean, that for us outside of that field, I mean, that seems like such a big thing. Break it down for us. What does that mean?
Yeah, spine surgery really is aimed at fixing conditions that cause pressure on nerves. And so, you know, things that people recognize as like carpal tunnel syndrome, you know, that's a compression of a nerve. Now, that can be done by a regular orthopedic surgeon. But when it comes to spine surgery, it gets pretty specialized and a little higher risk. And so the people that went down that field of really subspecializing operate on the spine. And so that could be a disc herniation in the neck causing nerve impingement and arm pain, or that could be a disc problem in the back causing back pain and leg pain. A lot of times people will say, gee, I just can't walk as far as I used to be able to walk. I have to stop and sit down. I got to bend over. That is a common symptom of spinal stenosis. And those are all treatable conditions. And probably 70% of what I do is non-operative, you know. And then if we're going to do an operation, we're going to try to do the minimally invasive option, the least invasive option that we have available to us. And there are some very minimally invasive options that we offer here at Star Valley. In fact, probably the most minimally invasive option that we have is an endoscopic spine surgery. So just like in the olden days, a knee surgery was done open with a big open incision. Now it's all done through a camera and underwater, and they call that arthroscopic surgery. The same thing is developed in the spine over the last, I would say in America, 15 years, and better developed in the last five. And we have just recently purchased the instrumentation to do that. I've been doing that surgery for over 5 years and teach nationally to other spine surgeons on how to do that surgery. But that's done through a portal about the size of your pencil, and it's all done underwater with surgery that is, you can't even see the incision at the end of all of it. So wow. It's really less invasive.
Absolutely. Sounds like it. So at what point then, Dr. Jensen, does somebody know I need a chiropractor or I need to go to a specialized service like a spinal surgeon like yourself?
Yeah, oftentimes they'll start at a chiropractor, and I have no problem with that. I think it's great. 70% of disc herniations go away with conservative care, so they don't need a spine surgeon. But oftentimes when symptoms persist or the leg or arm pain is really persistent and really bad, they'll end up being referred to me. And the chiropractors will send them. the physical therapists will send them, my partners, orthopedic surgeons will send them. And ultimately, you know, our goal is still to get you better without an operation. But if an operation is needed, we're qualified to do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Dr. Wade Jensen in studio. He is now practicing at Star Valley Health. Dr. Jensen, it sounds like a lot of your time is spent at Afton, but you are traveling around a little bit too.
I do. Yep. We travel to Alpine, Bridger Valley, Evanston, and probably Rock Springs soon.
Okay. And one thing you mentioned just a moment ago was that you're helping teach some of these procedures that you're actually performing. So walk us through that process. And I mean, it's got to be comforting for a patient to know that they're with an expert that's helping other surgeons.
Yeah. You know, I guess initially in practice, the most important thing to us as a group, my last group, was to make sure that our patient outcomes was top notch. And in order to know that, you have to track their data. And so for the last 15 years, I've been part of the largest national spine database in the country. And we compare ourselves, my practice, to all the other academic institutions that are part of this. University of Utah's in it. Vanderbilt's part of it. Duke's part of it. And we get to compare our data to their data. And we get to see where we at. And it turns out we stack up quite nicely. So the only thing I asked Star Valley Health to do for me was to track my data, because I think that's critically important in how you behave as a surgeon. Is if your number one goal is how is the patient doing, turns out the patients do well and that's your focus. So
absolutely, which is it sounds like that's a very unique data fill to have for you that not a lot of private practitioners like yourself have that kind of data, correct?
Yeah, it's a very academic thing to do. Most private practice doctors don't do that. It costs money to do that, but it changes your behavior as a surgeon. You know, you can be motivated by lots of things as a surgeon, but if you're motivated, number one, by the patient and their outcome data, it just solidifies, you know, how you practice and how you behave as a surgeon. And it's patient-centered.
Dr. Wade Jensen in studio. He's now practicing at Star Valley Health. I understand you've really helped move the spinal surgery profession forward as well with even your own patents. Tell us about some of the things you've invented and have patented and put to good use.
Yeah, I think, you know, these things have come out of, a creative mind that thinks about things and the desire to make patients better, you know, and if your focus is patient outcomes and you see a hole where you think you could improve patient outcomes, oftentimes that leads to some innovation. And so in that process, I think I have 10 or plus patents, most of them surrounding spine surgery and how to improve spine surgery. So we have multiple implants on the market. I don't make any money on them that are implanted by me or anybody that I know. So I can't influence that. So I'm not driven by, you know, economics to put those type of devices in. But ultimately, that's led to improving patient outcomes. And more recently, I've started teaching nationally at a number of conferences. It's looking like probably 4 to 8 courses a year that I'll be instructing at. And that, I hope, is comforting to patients to know that, you know, the guy that moved to the valleys experienced and has an expertise that other people want to hear about.
Absolutely. Dr. Jensen, I understand you brought your whole team with you, not just you, to Star Valley Health, correct?
I did. Spine surgery is a team sport. In fact, surgery is a team sport. And having a team that you know well, it makes it more predictable outcomes. So this, again, focus on that patient outcome data. So my PA, Steve Lydiard, and his wife, who's also a mid-level, both moved here to Star Valley. My surgery tech, my surgical representative came, as well as I recently brought a surgery tech that's in the OR with me from out there as well. So we kind of have transferred the whole team, and I hired an additional PA who's a Wyoming native to add to the team. So between myself, Steve Lydiard, and Dave Brumbaugh, those are the primary providers you'll see. And in the background, there's a whole team of people that know me well and know our team well and our processes well that help support us.
Well, Dr. Wade Jensen, we appreciate your time. Again, welcome to Western Wyoming and the community of Star Valley. Anything we missed that you'd like to touch on while we have you today?
You know, my wife and four boys are here, and we're here to stay. So
that's Dr. Wade Jensen this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.